Thank you very much. That's a really beautiful, nice, warm welcome. And very wonderful to be here today. It is a real joy to get to spend time with you here in Yorkson. And especially because meeting in a school gym, having to do all of the setup pieces was a big part of my life as a community pastor back in Northern Ireland. So it's all the warm, fuzzy feelings this morning. So thank you for that. I get to share a little bit about how this connection with North Langley Community Church and Christians Against Poverty has come about, and just give a little bit of a background on CAP as an organization and the money course that North Langley Community Church is running. And I just want to commend you as a community and a group as well, because I get the privilege of traveling lots of different places and seeing churches of a whole range of different sizes and scales and ways they operate. And it is beautiful to see people who care for each other so deeply and will welcome each other so beautifully and will take time to listen and talk. And that is such a gift, especially at a time when so many of us can feel disconnected, when so many people in our community are saying, does anybody even know I'm here? Does anybody even care? You show that so, so beautifully. And never forget that. It can be easy sometimes when we maybe are smaller, when we've got to do all of these setup pieces, to forget just some of the beauty that is found at this stage. So I just want to encourage you with that. And because we're going to be highlighting this topic of finances, I would love just to pray for us at the start, because saying finances is a surefire way for people to sit and think, I should have thrown a sickie this morning. I should have stayed in bed. This is a bad week to have come. My hope is you won't finish the day thinking that, but I'd love just to pray for us. Father, thank you for every single one of us gathered here today. And whether we come here fully energized and with lots of wonderful things happening, or our lives feel heavy and we are tired at this present moment, would you speak to us? Would you wrap your loving arms around us? Would you let us know how much you care and how much you see each and every one of us? Would you fill us with hope? In your name and for your glory, amen. Okay, I am a stranger to you, obviously, today, so I just want to bring greetings from my family. My wife, Leanne, is originally from Osler, just north of the huge metropolis of Saskatoon in Saskatchewan. It's like a huge, massive city with lots of wheat fields. Our two girls, who are eldest there, Eden, who's 16, and Malia, who's 13, they were 4, and Malia was 1, just about to turn 2, when we arrived in Ontario in 2013. And since then, they've been joined by Micah and Aaron, because part of the requirement for living in Ontario is that you're meant to provide meals for struggling sports franchises. So, which obviously isn't really working at the moment, but never mind. I'm told by some friends in Ontario that this is the year, whatever that means. They've been saying it since we've arrived and it's not happened yet, so we'll see. As some of you will already have gathered, my accent is not from Ontario. I actually grew up in the north of Ireland. There is a bit of a Scottish lilt, so if that's what you were thinking, that's okay. You still get a pass on the accent spotting. I met Leanne as part of a church plant. She had come to Northern Ireland with Youth for Christ, and we were married in 2005, and so we get to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary this year, which will be great. I was a community pastor at the church plant, which meant my whole focus was trying to listen to the community around us, find out where the hurts were, the pain points, and then see how our church could bring some of the hope and the peace and the comfort of Jesus into those spaces. And that's where I first encountered the organization Christians Against Poverty. CAP had actually started in 1996 in England, and it didn't start in a big spectacular thing. It was because one man called John Kirkby, our founder, had his life utterly devastated by debt. Recession hit and his job went. His friends disappeared, the pressures mounted up, he lost his marriage, he ended up with two little girls in a single room wondering if he could feed them, not being able to get them Christmas presents, birthday presents, all the rest of it, feeling like a complete and utter failure. That's where Cap's story starts. And so for some of us, if we're sitting in a place where it feels as if everything's fallen to pieces, we're overwhelmed, God couldn't do anything. God can. His heart is for you and with you. And even in the midst of that deep, deep pain that John was experiencing, a local church came alongside. They said, John, we can't solve all of these challenges you've got, but we can walk this through with you. We can be your friends. We can walk alongside you. And as John experienced their love and their compassion, he made the decision to follow Jesus and then really quickly realized the hurts that he'd experienced, the questions that he'd been asking. He wasn't the only person in his community feeling those pressures. Many, many others were. And so he started visiting them, just wandering into people in his neighborhood that he'd heard of, helping them put together a budget, contact creditors, trying to get things to balance, helping with maybe groceries and other little bits and pieces, to care and to say, I'm here, not because I'm a good person, not because I have all of the answers, but I'm here because I believe that God loves you and cares for you and wants you to know that in the middle of your deepest and darkest, most pain-filled points, he sees you and you are not alone. And that's where CAP started. That's kind of the vision that gripped my heart. And then since we've arrived in Ontario, when a number of churches had said, hey, we'd love to see this here, we've set ourselves up. We're a Canadian, a registered Canadian charity, full Canadian board. And our heart, our vision, our focus is to say we want to inspire and equip church communities to walk alongside people facing financial insecurity with practical tools and innovative solutions, to try and provide the church with resources to care for those who might be struggling. And in our communities, so many people would say that finances is a huge pressure point. 44% of all Canadians say that this is their number one source of stress and pressure. And maybe you feel that today as well. And if that's the case, please know you are not alone in feeling that and experiencing that. So many people are facing those pressures. And that becomes a painful place that needs healing. It can become a really dark place for us that needs light. And that's why we partner with the local church. That's why we want people to know that God loves them. It's a harvest field that is ready. And if we think about us here today in Yorkson, what does that look like? Well, according to kind of StatsCan and a couple of other sites that have pulled pieces together, there's roughly 13,072 people aged 18 plus in Willoughby as an area. If 44% of us say financial pressures and stresses and worries is our number one concern, then a little sprinkle of math on that means that we've got 5,752 adults in our local community who are saying, that is something I'm deeply worried about and concerned about. And that's 5,752 of our neighbors, maybe our work colleagues, maybe family, friends, people who live a couple of doors down from us or in the same apartment building, people we can serve in this mission field. And maybe for some of us, as I said, that's us today. And the hard part is when we keep something silent, when we don't bring it into the light, then the pressure can build up and build up. The anxiety can mount. And then shame starts to overwhelm us and overshadow us. And we can start to believe the lie that we're inadequate, that we're unworthy, that we can never move forward. And yet, we know the one who so tenderly, lovingly, and caringly says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Those are the words of Jesus many years ago that still ring true for our hurting, pain-filled, challenged communities today, and for this community too. Now at CAP, we talk about finances a lot. Maybe for you, you've come into this year and over the Christmas season, there were family challenges. So you've come into 2025 with a weary, burden-filled remembrance of family meals that didn't work out, of family members who weren't there. And that feels heavy for you. Jesus would say, "Come to me." Maybe you received some health news over the past little while that has felt incredibly heavy and you don't know how to deal with that. Jesus would say, "Come to me." Maybe for some of us, we see our jobs or our employment and it feels a little bit tenuous at the moment, and come to me. Maybe for some of us, we've been experiencing difficulties and we've tried to self-medicate in different areas and spaces of life and we have a sense of shame about that. Come to me. It doesn't matter what area it is. The call, the invitation from Jesus is the same. And that means if we're sitting here today and maybe you're just checking out the church and you've just wandered in and you don't really know Jesus, and you sometimes think, well, if I go along there, Jesus isn't going to be for me. He doesn't want to see me as a person because I'm a mess. Jesus loves you because we are all in need of his grace and his mercy and his hope. Come to me. What a message to share with the single parent who's struggling just to try and hold things together in our current moment with all of the expenses and pressures. What a message for the dual income household who are working like so hard just to try and get by, and as all of the living costs have continued to increase, it feels like they're never going to get ahead, and they're running as hard as they can, but they're not making any headway. What a message for 18 to 34-year-olds who, when we talk about financial pressures, that age group would say we feel the most pressure because all of the hopes for the future seem to have been stolen away from us. The things that we were told growing up would just be normal and regular, we are never going to experience. What does life look like for us? Or for the senior on fixed income who sees all of the different things happening with rising costs and their income does not increase the same way. What a message for all of us to experience. What an invitation for us. Maybe for some of us today as well, we're weary and burdened because we've been serving, because we've been caring for others. And I want to encourage you, if that's you today, please ask for prayer. Give an opportunity for God to move in your heart, in your mind, to walk with others, to say, hey, I need Jesus to bring some transformation, some hope, some healing into my life. I want to rewind a couple of weeks to our Blessed Assurance series. If you were away, maybe you were traveling to visit family and stuff, maybe you missed a couple of those weeks, please go back and listen again. Those are wonderfully encouraging messages. And Pastor Jeff was speaking on Romans 8, 31 to 34, after he got over his initial excitement of being able to have eggnog once again. But in that, it's all of these different areas that work against us and can stand in between us and God. And finances is absolutely one of those areas. Again, it could be health. It might be family. It might be insecurity in our housing. There's a whole range of other pieces, experiences that we've had in the past, thoughts that we have going through our minds right now. And sometimes it can feel like that pulls us out of the way, away from God. And yet the reality is that we are loved beyond measure. There is nothing that we have done or can do that will remove us away and separate us from God's love. His arms are always open to say, come to me, return to me. And that's why here, Walnut Grove, at Aldergrove, we want to see the condemnation of the enemy removed and find each of us sheltered in the love of the Father. And again, if that's a challenge for us, if that's something where we feel like we've never been able to really experience that, can I encourage you to get prayer? Can I encourage you to take that step, to ask somebody, to invite the Lord to bring transformation? And if that's been something that's been impacting our mental health, you know, the Living Well support group is part of North Langley's kind of response to knowing that there are lots of areas of our life that are hard and difficult. And we don't want to brush those to one side, but instead we want to recognize that and say, hey, together, let's walk this journey. And let's see Jesus bring transformation. And our community, as we walk side by side together, let's see that bring transformation. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus has been wandering all around different communities, speaking to different people. Amazing things have been happening. And once again, there's a crowd that has gathered in front of Jesus. And it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. You know, if that was me, I might have started to get cynical or frustrated. I might have started to just feel exhausted, maybe a bit irritated. Perhaps I look at that crowd and I think, you know, you could have done a bit more yourself. And I start to make assumptions about why they're there. You're only here because you want this. Jesus looks with compassion. And in preparing for today, maybe that sense of wanting to look with compassion but feeling exhausted is something that one of us might be feeling or a couple of us might be feeling. Perhaps you're the person who's always the go-to. You know, they're super compassionate. They will care, absolutely. Maybe that's at work, maybe that's in your family, in our church community. But actually, you've come into 2025 feeling weary and burdened because it's just been a long, hard, beautiful step in the right direction, but also exhausting step. And perhaps for you, you need to lift a little bit of the pressure off and recognize that you aren't Jesus. And you need to go back to him if you're weary and burdened to experience his rest, his peace, and receive his yoke. And if that's you, can I encourage you to take that step before it becomes burnout, before it kind of turns into full bitterness, to pause and to recognize that you need a refilling. If you're weary and burdened, find the rest that Jesus invites. And the compassion that Jesus shows, it wasn't just a, oh, I kind of feel a little bit bad. Instead, it was this deep guts, like heartfelt welling up of tenderness from the depths of his innermost being towards this group in front of him. And Jesus looked and saw them being helpless and harassed, utterly overwhelmed, without hope, not knowing how to respond. Just like sheep without a shepherd, sheep will wander all over the place, get themselves into danger, and eventually, probably it's going to lead to death. And that's so often how Jesus speaks of us, looks at us at different moments in our life. We've maybe been very close to the shepherd and then perhaps wandered afar. Perhaps today the call isn't about finances. It's to return to the shepherd, to be one of those lost sheep that returns back to his arms. And when he looks, he sees this crowd and he steps in amongst them, but he turns to the disciples and says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." So Jesus looks, he has compassion, he acknowledges, and then he asks for helpers. And that's really where this money course has come in at North Langley Community Church. Looking at the needs of the community around, seeing the concerns around the campuses and around our communities about finances. And a couple of folks have got trained to run the money course. Calvin's one of them at the back. As well, you can chat to him afterwards. He's lovely. He really is. They're going to be running the course January 20th, 27th, February 3rd. And then there's another series of courses that are getting put on as well, starting at the end of February. And just to do a little bit of dive, because whenever we say money course, maybe for some of us we're thinking, well, that's a deep kind of stewardship piece. The money course really isn't that. There's other great materials that North Langley Community Church have to do the deep dive. The money course isn't that. It's also not something that's going to say, here's where you should invest your money, the life insurance policies you should have, and everything. It's not investment advice either. Where it sits is saying, okay, can we take the next simple step? There's a participant book so that you can look through stuff for yourself, and a lot of it is saying, let's carve out some time so that we can think about our relationship to money, how we relate to it, what are our thoughts, and can we make sure that our spending is intentional so it matches our values as individuals, as a church community as well. And so I want to encourage you to think, like, is that something that would be helpful for you? You know, whether you are somebody who finances are really good for or you find finances really challenging. Maybe you're somebody who loves numbers and you're delighted it's 2025 because you can create a new annual budget and that is a thrill to you. Or maybe you're part of the 50% of Canadians who say, we've never built a budget. And you made a promise to yourself when you left school that you would never look at anything else that had a plus or a minus sign on it and some numbers again because you never want to go back to that place. Wherever you found yourself, at either extreme or somewhere in the middle, the course can help and give the space for you to think through stuff for yourself. Maybe you're somebody who would love to run the course. I know that there is limited capacity at the moment because after Aldergrove and a couple other pieces, like a lot of folks have already signed up. So maybe you're somebody who thinks, oh, I'd love to run that course. If that's the case, can I encourage you to speak to Pastor Jeff, speak to Calvin afterwards? We'd be more than happy to train more people. And it's not about giving financial advice. This is all about creating the opportunity to have conversations. So if you're somebody who can have a conversation, loves this church, loves Jesus, and can put on a pot of coffee, then you're actually qualified to run the course. So if that's you, and if that's something that you feel called to, please do let us know. Sometimes when we talk about money, it's easy to overcomplicate things. And what I want to do is just show a little video. It's of a wonderful church in Waterloo. It's a lead pastor, and it's a volunteer running the Cap Money course, and a fabulous lady called Jane who went on the course. And here's what it meant to them.
And I had to borrow money. I felt a lot of shame, especially for my family. I was in a lot of debt, and I was also in denial after 6 years of not being able to make ends meet after a bankruptcy that I had. I wasn't able to pay my bills. I'd lost a job. I was having a hard time finding another job.
Everybody's got a story, and sometimes the stories aren't that nice, but I just have a lot of admiration for people who work their way through the story, through faith especially, and then end up someplace that they probably never thought they'd end up.
Our church had an announcement that they were going to be offering this CAP course, and I thought, okay, well, I can at least try it. It might not be exactly what I need, but I can at least try, and it turned out to be what I needed.
I'm so encouraged by Bruce because here's a guy who's retired, but he still wants to serve the kingdom. He's able to take what CAP has trained him in and partnered with him in, but then also use his personality and his pastoral way to serve in a way that's meaningful and making a difference.
People are amazed that, number one, they can have control. They get people to think, okay, this is just not about numbers. This is about how I make my decisions.
It was a little overwhelming when you first look at the book, I will admit, but you're not doing the whole book in one day. You're going step by step, you're learning at each step, and you learn how to handle money.
The opportunity that CAP provides to come alongside real people in their real situations, I think, is an opportunity for the church.
I was more aware of my spending. I was more aware of my income that was coming in. I was learning how to pay what needed to be paid first, like the bills. No credit cards, because that's what started the whole debt process in the first place.
Well, Jane is one of my heroes. So she has been so faithful. She's such a good volunteer, and she's willing, but approaches everything recognizing, listen, I don't know if I can do this, but I'll try.
I could go and ask him questions, and I didn't have to be embarrassed about what he heard, because he'd heard it before. And since then, we've become good friends. Like, we'll sit and have a coffee. We'll chat every week.
It opens her future up into a place of freedom. And I think that to me is such a beautiful testimony as part of what the Money Course does, but also what any church should be trying to accomplish. All the tools have been provided, all the training has been provided. CAP has been there every step of the way. For anyone who's given to CAP, it is rippling out to real communities across Ontario, across Canada, in a real tangible way. You're making a difference.
It's just totally worth it.
So for Jane, her circumstances didn't overly change. She's on a fixed income, and that wasn't going to magically, massively increase. But in terms of her confidence and the peace, those were the things that she found. And the beautiful part for me is that Jane has no clue who I am, doesn't know where our head office is, but she connected with a local church in her community that she can get to on Sundays and other times whenever there's other courses and classes running. She's developed friendships. And as Reg says, it opens her life up to freedom. And that's why at North Langley and here at Yorkson, and so often, like the different classes and courses and groups, those are there to say, okay, how can we fully embrace freedom in Christ? How can we step in and wrestle with some of these pains and these difficulties, these harsher parts of life that sometimes can overwhelm us, and instead take steps forward? Not that everything magically changes, but that we are changed and transformed as we walk alongside others and as Jesus walks alongside us. And I'm excited because I know that those are the kind of stories that will happen here, that will happen at Walnut Grove, that will happen at Alder Grove, because of your heart for your local community. You know, the Money Course is great for those who are utterly overwhelmed. We also walk alongside people who are maybe in a place where a course just comes too late. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, they just feel like there's no way they can take another step. Maybe they're wondering, do I pay the rents or do I pay the hydro? Do I get groceries, or do I pay this other bill that has come in? In those spaces, we have the great privilege of looking into somebody's face and saying, we are here with you. We want to lift some of this burden. We will walk alongside you. We will find a path forward for you. And when somebody asks, well, why would you help? We have the opportunity to say, well, we're here because we believe that God loves you and that he cares for you. The need is massive, and we know there's a real need in this community too. And it's so much more than just the numbers. If it was, then a basic finance course is utterly fine. But it's so much more than that. Preet, who's somebody else we've had the joy of walking alongside, said it was just a relief to finally have someone helping him. He'd felt alone for so long. So sure, the numbers piece was helpful, but it was people in his life. For Crystal, she said that she could finally start to dream again. And that's why we do this in partnership with local churches, because it's so much more than balancing the numbers, important as that is. This is about rediscovering hope. It's realizing that our identity isn't in our bank statement or our salary or some of the toys and gadgets that we might own or might want to and don't. Instead, our identity is in Jesus Christ, his love for us, his compassion for us, the reason why we gather here today, why we lift our voices to praise. As I said, I'm going to focus on the finance part a little bit and the practical tools in order to do that. As we look, maybe there's other areas of our life that we might need to do an audit of. Perhaps it's how we spend our time. For some of us, maybe at the start of the year, the call isn't to look at our finances. It's to look at what we're doing with our time and thinking through, are there ways that we could serve this wonderful community here? I drove past this morning at 7:30 just on the way to Walnut Grove, so that I knew where everything kind of was. And there were already a bunch of people here bringing stuff in, getting ready, getting prepped to serve us. That's a beautiful demonstration of God's heart. Perhaps it's your talents and skills that you could share with the wider group here. Maybe it's committing to pray for your leaders, for those who are constantly thinking through and seeking God to go, hey, what are you calling us to on this mission? And I want to encourage you to be generous here as well. You know, with the giving table over in the corner, to be generous in what you've been given to care for your community. If your heart's been stirred by CAP today, for us as an organization, then again, you can go and see Calvin. There's a little trifold brochure that you can kind of pick up. It's got a few details of what we do and a bit of an explanation on that and some of the stats that I've shared. And there's also a couple of places you can keep in touch with us. There's a little QR code. You can get email updates from us. Or if you're somebody who goes, yeah, this is something I can really see the need for, and you would like to support us as an organization, there's a chance to do that as well. We see the need. We know that we want to serve in this community and across the Lower Mainland. And part of my journey in being out here is to chat that through and to think that through so that I can go back to our board, because the reality is an Ontario office for CAP could not support what's happening here. We'll need to open an office in the Lower Mainland to understand what is life like here. The challenges, the difficulties, the hurdles. And so that's part of my commitment in going back to Ontario later on today, hopefully, as long as the plane takes off. It's been a joy and a delight to be with you today, Yorkson. It really is. And I'm excited by what God will continue to do in you, with you, and through you over the coming weeks and months. The baptism classes, what a beautiful way to start the year, to be thinking about that new life and restoration. And being part of like this desire to be on our knees, praying and seeking the Lord for what is going to happen, knowing that we don't do this on our own strength. We bring our very best as an offering, and then God guides, knowing that we want to live out the gospel together, be good news in our communities, and do that as a group, not as just as individuals, but as a family, through generous love, opening our arms wide to the community. Yeah, I just want to encourage you again, like as I race off, if you're feeling weary and burdened today, don't walk out with that same burden on your shoulders. Ask somebody to pray. Share with somebody who's brought you today or somebody that you've been sitting beside. And that isn't just in the financial world. If it is, great. Ask for prayer, sign up on the course, share what's going on. But if it's family, if it's illness, if it's shame, if it's challenges that you've been wrestling with and you just don't feel like you can carry them anymore, or if you feel exhausted from helping others, walking alongside others, would you take that invitation today to come to the one who would say, you're weary and burdened, you're helpless, you're harassed, great, because you're in the right place, because I came for you. Not so you could get everything sorted yourself first. Come to me and we'll do this together. Could I just pray quickly and then I'll throw over. Thank you very much, folks. God, thank you that you care so deeply and passionately about us. And if we are weary and burdened, if we are overwhelmed, you don't say, go and get that cleaned up and come back. You say, come. Lord, as we finish off, as we lift our voices in worship to you, if that is something that feels too heavy for us right now, would you remind us that you hear the cries of our heart? Would you help us show courage where we need to ask for help, where we need to recognize that we just need a touch from you? Thank you for this community. Would you bless them? Would you inspire them? Would you encourage them? In your name and for your glory, amen.